In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jen Sullivan.
I am Jess Matlin.
I don't know why I came in singing. We're here in the virtual studio. It's because I had to like make my presence known since I disappear from the virtual studio for your interview. So I just wanted to like really get myself like in everybody's ears, and now I'll just back off. But I'm excited to listen to you and Michelle talk.
Yes. So I am fascinated by retail. I'm super fascinated, and I feel very invested in beauty retail. I've been obsessed with it since I was a little person, since I was a little girl. So when I had the opportunity to talk to Michelle Crossan Matos from Ulta, I jumped on it. So she is Ulta Beauty's chief marketing officer, but she's been in the corporate game for a long time. And I really started talking to her from like, I took her way back. I talked to her from like when she was working at a restaurant in Glasgow. I went way back because she has
You went overseas. That's how far back.
Yeah. Because while she is running the show at Ulta now, which is like the biggest beauty retailer in the United States, I'm more interested in like how she leads, and I'm more interested in her perspective on beauty right now. And I hope that comes through in the interview. She was a delight to talk to. She was calling from Puerto Rico, where she lives, which I thought was pretty cool. And she just had lots of little nuggets for whatever your job is right now, and lots of little nuggets for around leadership and also beauty and young women right now, or I should say young people right now, which I thought was really cool and quite topical. So Michelle, thank you for your time, and I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. Michelle, thank you so much for doing this. You have a very busy job. You've got a big, big job at Ulta. How long have you been there now?
Oh, you're right. So just coming up 1 year, actually.
Okay, almost 1 year anniversary.
Beautiful, eh?
Ulta is so big in the U.S., Where are you from? I cannot ignore that you do not have an American accent.
I always joke that there's no subtitles in real life because I'm Scottish. I'm from a tiny little city called Glasgow in Scotland.
Tiny little city. I feel like Glasgow's kind of major.
Well, we think it's major. Us Glaswegians think it's the center of the world. So I don't know. What's the population? 700,000? Yeah.
Good enough for me. I mean, that's a lot of people. I went to Scotland. It was beautiful. I already am planning my next trip. What a fabulous country. Okay, but back to you. How did you, a wee Glaswegian girl?
A wee Glaswegian.
A wee glass weeshin.
You've been practicing that wee, haven't you?
A wee glass weeshin. How did you, I don't want to say jump to become this massive beauty executive, but yeah, how did you dip your toe into the beauty business? Were you always inspired by beauty or?
Oh yeah.
Take us through it.
I love it. Beauty's always been a part of my life. And I think I've been very lucky and privileged that I had a mom that really loved beauty and kind of shared that with me from a very young age. But I think from a career viewpoint, I would say beauty has always been my first love. And I started out in beauty care in my early 20s, where actually I even worked in the production.
So it was a shop.
Yeah, I was like, how old was I? Maybe 23, 24. And I was an assistant brand manager in one of the skincare brands for P&G. But before that even, I actually rolled out SAP at our beauty care production facilities across Europe. So actually beauty care has been a part of my life really, really young. And so young as a consumer and young in my career. And now, you know, all those years from P&G Prestige and P&G Olay, now I'm at Ulta Beauty. And so I'm living the dream, quite frankly.
And did you always think that you were going to take it to the top? Or you were determined to take it as far as where you are now?
Gosh, that's a great question. Do you know, yeah, I always hoped I could. And the real reason why was that I came from very humble beginnings. And I always remember in the early days of working in Oil of Olay, one of the things that drew me to
that
brand.
You're calling it Oil of Olay. So I feel like this is
Olay.
Yeah, remember they dropped the oil off?
I know. I can see I'm old
school. That was controversial.
So I really appreciated how it was a brand so accessible for everyone. And I remember my mother, she didn't have a lot of money. And she loved Beauty Fluid and how it really was her little treat every so often when she would buy it in Boots, the chemist in the UK at the time. And for me, I could see how beauty care would bring joy in someone's life. And it didn't have to be a huge price point to do that. It could be something very simple and modest. And for me, that's when I realized the power of beauty. So fast forward, now I work in beauty. It's probably one of the reasons why I love working at Ulta Beauty so much is that we have an assortment that's accessible for everyone. And it reminds me of being that little girl with my mom and how she could enjoy beauty care and that it wasn't a constraint for her.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. And I think there's a lot of brands that thrive off of that being a constraint. And that is definitely part of the beauty sphere, the idea of constraint. But for some brands like Olay, it's not. And for Ulta, it's certainly not. I definitely relate to that. My grandmother, she certainly was not a woman of means. And for Olay, she had the pink fluid.
Oh, yeah.
It said Oil of Olay. And she had beautiful skin. And her skin smelled like an eczema Olay. And then she also, too, I didn't even think about this, but this is perfect. I'm talking to you. But she also had a bottle of Chanel number 19, which was very sophisticated. So it was that high, low. And she probably got the 19 as a gift from somebody, but it was that mix and feeling special.
Do you know that Chanel number 19 was my second fragrance ever? How funny.
Really?
So my first fragrance was Lulu by Cacharel, right? So really entry level at the time. And then my first boyfriend gave me a gift and it was Chanel number 19. And I still love it today.
That is a very, people don't talk about 19 enough, but it is really.
It's a very complex scent. Mm. And it really evolves. It's beautiful. It's funny. I got it at the age of what? 16. I still love it.
Very sharp. Very sharp. So you've really segued really nicely to my next question. You've said, I was watching an interview with you and you said that yes, you're here to drive revenue and you certainly wouldn't be in your role if you were not capable of driving revenue, but you're here to shape society. And I was like, oh, okay. This woman is like not playing around. Okay. That's a very big thing to say. And you must really mean it if you're going to say that on camera. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, I take it dead serious. When you think about Ulta Beauty and the role that it plays in society and little girls' life, any beauty enthusiast, we have really the power to shape really how people perceive beauty and how it unlocks for them their possibilities in life.
And wait, can I pause you for a second? We have a lot of listeners. I just realized like half of our listeners don't live in the US, so they might not understand what Ulta, and by the way, this isn't like a branded episode. This is just, I wanted to talk to you because I think you're interesting and Ulta is interesting. Can you just explain what Ulta is in the beauty landscape, the beauty retail
yes.
landscape? Because some folks might not know what Ulta is compared to Sephora or CVS or where I work, Moda.
No, you're right, because my family will ask me, the ones that are based in Scotland. Ulta Beauty, tell me more. Well, it's the number one largest beauty retailer in the United States. It was started over 30 years ago. We have over 1,350 stores. We're in all 50 states, and we sell over 600 brands. And the key
thing about us, up to Alaska
as well. And the key thing about us is that we're across all assortments. So across all price points, all assortments in beauty care. We have over, depending on the month, 52,000-53,000 associates that work for us, 91% female, and over 50% people of color. And we have one of the arguably largest loyalty member programs in the country, with over 42 million active, loyal, engaged members. So we're huge. And anywhere you go in the United States, there is an Ulta Beauty. And it's a real destination that intergenerational family members will go together. So it's not unheard of to see a little girl with her mother and a grandmother and them shopping together. It's the cutest thing you'll ever see, where the grandmother's kind of guiding the little girl and telling her, oh, I used to use this, and this is the hairbrush you should buy and whatever. So yeah, that's Ulta Beauty. It's a major player in the beauty care landscape globally as well, because it's the number one beauty retailer in the US. So it's exciting to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. I took you off your question, sorry, because I realized I was like burying the lead. What is Ulta? I was asking you about this idea of you want to change the world. You know, you're here to shape society.
Yeah.
You want to bring in different values. You want to change what beauty looks like. What does that mean?
Right. So you got to remember, as well as being a CMO and a marketing executive, I'm also a mum and I'm also a daughter. And so I've seen the role that beauty care has in people's lives. And one of the most beautiful thing about beauty is that since the beginning of time, it's played a massive role in really shaping how people see themselves and express themselves, and really brings communities together. You go to a ladies' restroom on a Saturday night, they're all talking about the latest red lipstick. You go to an office restroom, we're all talking about who's wearing that fabulous fragrance. It creates a sense of community in a way that really gives people the freedom to self-express. And that's what I'm really enjoying about being in Ulta Beauty. Being in that brand, it's so accessible. And that's why, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but we just recently launched the Joy Project. And it's the whole premise that beauty is bigger than just what you wear on your skin, is what you put out there. And when we were trying to understand a little bit more about the role of beauty, we went and spoke to our associates. Remember, I told you we've got 53,000 associates. And we asked them directly, what is it you do every day when you're out in store and selling to our guests? What kind of help are you giving them? What are you helping them with? And what we realized is actually there tends to be this barrier for most people from trying new things, and in particular beauty care, and it's negative self-talk. So when I heard this, I was like, oh my goodness, this isn't a one-person phenomenon. Actually, we all suffer from this at some point. And all at some point, beauty care has helped us overcome that through our community of girlfriends or other friends. And so I realized that beauty in this moment, we do have a unique moment in time really to help shape the next generation and also the generations ahead of us, so that we can enjoy being in our own skin and live our own dreams. So that's what I mean when I think we can really shape society through the use of beauty care, because it's authentic, it's emotional, and it drives connection. And anyone who studied happiness, positive psychology, it's connection that really brings us together and makes us feel much more fulfilled. Gosh, that was a deep answer. Apologies.
No. I'm super plugged into this. And I started listening to Mel Robbins because you started working with Mel Robbins. Now, I wasn't really tapped into Mel Robbins until I discovered her through you. So you started work for people who don't know who Mel Robbins is. She's, how would you describe her? Like pop psychology or wellness, but it's not wellness and like a green juice, skinny 23-year-old kind of person. How would you describe her? She's fantastic.
Isn't she just? I consider her a transformation guru.
But not annoying.
No, she's like your best friend. She's like your big sister. It gives you a bit of tough love.
Yes.
I listen to her every day and she's like, It's time to get up. Just get up. Just do it. What have you got to lose?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And high fiving. She's brilliant. And she's real. Listen, this is why she was perfect for Ulta Beauty.
Yeah. So you partnered with this woman, Mel Robbins, and she is, yeah, she's not a beauty influencer. She's not a cutie patootie green juice yoga mat person. No offense, green juice and yoga mat people. She's over 50, right?
She's a New York bestseller author. She's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like her bio is very easily accessible to me. I don't know why.
I know. She's got 2 grown adult kids. She's like deep in her community, but she's very, very accomplished with her podcast. And so when we were thinking about, okay, we want to create a movement that is called Joy Forward. And we want people to really tackle this negative self-talk. We needed someone that could speak directly to the hearts of each of our associates, because the idea was that this is not an external program. This is inside. And so she trained 53,000 associates. We created this training program.
Oh, she trained your people?
Yeah, because the whole idea is that, you know,
you couldn't
like,
scoot me in there?
Oh, no. Squeeze you in. The whole idea was that joy is something that we share with each other. And it just grows and blossoms. And so when we would have a guest walk in store, and our campaign showed a little bit of this, oh, is that red lipstick? Am I too old for that? There's always someone that says, no, darling, you're beautiful. You can wear anything you want. And we realized that our associates had this unique, authentic relationship with our guest. And we realized that when they lifted up our guests left and uplifted others. It was this beautiful pay it forward moment, hence Joy Forward.
Yeah. You know who, like, we talked about this a few years ago with Beekman, their kindness, like the kindness project. I went on like not a retreat. It was like an overnight trip with them once. And they had this person come from the kindness project. And it was like, kindness is one of those things where it sounds a little hokey, but if you're kind to somebody else, it's like a domino effect. It's that kind of thing. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
I totally believe it. And that's what they say. You should practice that every day. An act of kindness. If you're not at your happiest levels right now, and remember, happiness isn't a destination, it's being in the moment. And they say an act of kindness towards someone else will make you happier. So just even selfishly do it for yourself, and you'll just make and raise overall happiness of society. It's a beautiful concept.
Yeah. Well, I was really inspired by that partnership. And I really like, at first I was a little confused. And then once I got into her, I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. I spent one day of the holiday vacation just binging on her podcast and walking around like a crazy person, like, yes, yes, like in a circle listening. So anyway, I urge people to check it out. You talked about the different beauty customers in your store, that it's intergenerational.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk right now about younger folks coming into the beauty experience. Do you have any words on that? We don't need to spend too much time. It's been talked about to death, but beauty is now embracing younger and younger customers. Any words?
Yeah. I mean, we're super proud to be a destination for everyone to come in and discover beauty in a healthy way. So for me, we welcome and embrace all guests with open arms. And one of the things I love about Ulta Beauty is that shopping for beauty is often done in a family moment. And so for us, it's really important to serve all beauty enthusiasts. And as a mother, there's no one that takes it more seriously to ensure that our guests have the best education so that a few things happen. One, they love who they are for what they are, and they're beautiful just as they are. That's really important. And so those fundamentals of beauty, it's not about changing how you look. It's about celebrating who you are and enjoying the body that you're in. And then the second part is the true education. It's really about ensuring that when a guest asks for, I'd like a daily moisturizer with an SPF, they're a certain age, that we give appropriate age recommendations. And so every step of the journey really is, I'd say we curate and guide, so it's appropriate for that particular beauty enthusiast.
This question just popped in my mind. Are you increasing that kind of training, or is that kind of conversation happening right now at your store level, since this is a hot topic right now?
Do you know what? It's a hot topic out there, but it's always been important for us that we understand every guest that walks in the door. But you got to remember that Ulta Beauty is a little bit different. You think it's a beauty destination. And we're often in a destination where you have to drive to us, okay? And often young guests come in with their mothers. And so,
I understand.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different for us where
they're not rocking up by themselves in a pack of 15.
And also we have very young associates too as well. So we have a huge, broad and diverse associate base, and they're able to really relate and really help guide them. You don't need this. This is what you need. And so for us, we've been taking it seriously for a long time. And it's no surprise. I mean, to be in all the states and to be the number one retailer, you have to be doing something right. And I think it really is how we look after our guests in a very authentic way that genuinely will. I received a letter when we launched a Joy Project from a father. There's this perception from parents that they know that their kids are safe when they come in Ulta Beauty. Isn't that great? They're safe because they know it's not in our interest to be guiding them towards products that are inappropriate for them.
So what are some surprises you've seen at Ulta?
Great question. I think it was the associates. So when I started a year ago, one of the first things you do, actually, I spent a week in stores. So I sell in stores quite often, actually. I'll be at the front, help guiding people as they enter the store. And because as a kid, I used to work in retail. So I love this part. And that was the one thing that really surprised me and shaped how we created this brand platform. Then when we do our store visits with our teams, we spend 20 minutes learning from the leadership team about their journey in Ulta Beauty. We learn from them their career progression. We learn from them how they feel about their business. And it's a celebration moment where we celebrate people and their journey and their career progression. And I realized in this first week that Ulta Beauty is more than just a destination for beauty, but for associates work there, it's an amazing opportunity for growth. And we would hear stories like, and I was a single mother, and the only job I could get was the cashier and part-time hours, and my manager managed to make it work. And look at me now, I'm the general manager. I mean, this is quite often the case. You'll hear stories like that. So then I started to get close to these associates because they were beaming with pride. And I want to understand more, why were they so proud of the job that they had? And that's when I started to realize that they almost seen themselves like as therapists to our guests that walked through the door. And when I started to dig deeper with a study and interviewing, that's when I realized this intimate relationships that associates have with guests. It's this, you trust us to give you the best advice in that moment of time for your needs. And hence why we created the Joy Project, because all of that understanding, all of that empowerment, it all came together as a, we're a community that helps to raise everyone up. That surprised me. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that. I had to sell in store, had to be with associates and guests to really see the magical dynamic.
You didn't think it was going to be that emotional?
Oh, it was so emotional.
Where'd you work right before?
I mean, I worked in tech for 8 years before that, and then worked in P&G before that too. And so it was the career progression that was amazing for me, the empowerment of women that felt like, and it wasn't just women actually, it was all associates that felt like, wow, I didn't realize this was possible and look at what I've achieved so far. Thank you, Ulta Beauty, for believing in me and developing me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
I'm thinking about this, you know, I've worked at many different companies. I've worked in publishing, I've worked in retail. All you have to do is scroll around on Instagram or talk to younger people. Employee retention is a big deal right now.
Yeah.
The job market, just work culture has changed so much. Ulta's doing something right. I can't imagine it's just particular to beauty. What can employers learn from this? Because what you're saying is really powerful.
Yeah. Culture is not just people first, and culture is not it's not some buzzy phrase for Ulta Beauty.
Yeah. Everyone's like, we need culture. Everybody come back in the office. We'll put a beanbag chair, free snacks. Like, you're talking about something that's much more, it sounds very serious. It sounds very, they've invested something, but what is it?
It's interesting because now a year in, I've taken my own journey learning about the culture. And one of the most beautiful things is that we really celebrate people's expertise areas. We really celebrate their leadership. And we understand the complexity of their role, and we give them space so that they can learn in the role and also drive good and meaningful results. But there's something that it's hard to put into words, but it really is this, like a family that cares. But we're a business and we're driving outstanding results. But through that, we never lose touch of our associate. And if you think about most businesses, we care. Most businesses will say, really, the heart and soul of it is the consumer. Well, the heart and soul for us is the consumer and our associates because they come together. And we wouldn't have our amazing guests if we didn't have our associates. And we wouldn't have our associates if we didn't have our guests. And we realized that's our magic sauce. And you can't just look after one, you have to look after both. So, for instance, today I was in an executive team meeting, a two-hour meeting, and 1 hour was spent on culture.
Wow.
And it's just the bias for focusing on our people and ensuring that they're in an environment where they can thrive. They're in an environment where they feel challenged and they feel motivated. I just love that extra focus.
That's great. I think that's really important. And I hope people hear that. That's fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. That warms my heart. So what other businesses do you look to for inspiration besides beauty? Because, you know, you've come from tech, you've seen a lot.
Yeah. So, well, but the beautiful thing about our industry is that it is very innovative. And so with all the founders, with all the new brands, actually, I think it's been a beautiful moment for beauty in the last 8-10 years, where we've seen a lot of diversity, a lot of diverse founders emerge with products that we'd never even realized we needed. And so I think I'd love to give a lot of kudos to the beauty industry for really innovating. And that's why we have amazing results, because we constantly innovate for our guests. Now, coming from the tech industry, where it's common practice to really look outside, I would say the intersection of beauty and tech is very exciting.
Can you give any examples of brands or founders that have really inspired you?
Well, I mean, some of the brands that most people will know listening, I love lifestyle brands where the lifestyle brand is more than the product they're selling, like Nike and Lululemon. They're easy ones for most people to get because they're selling you a lifestyle. They're selling you an ethos, a different way of thinking. And you put on a pair of Nike shoes, you're thinking about healthy, winning, playing, being in a team. And I love how it just transcends the product. So for me, they motivate me very much. I love, there's one brand, Better Not Younger, and that's created by Sonsoles, and she's former P&G in hair care. And she's created a hair care range that is for a mature consumer who may have issues with thinning hair, etc. And so for me, being able to think about how there's different segments in the market that have different needs that are unmet today, that one particularly moves me because actually I know a lot of women at my age, they're afraid of maybe going out for that evening meal or hanging out with their girlfriends because they're a little bit paranoid about their hair because of that time of their life. Whereas ranges like this, what they're doing is they're unlocking that challenge for them now. And they're allowing them to feel more confident in their own skin. But I mean, even within beauty and tech, I look at AR, VR, Gen AI. They're the most obvious things that most people would consider. I love how Gen AI, for us, Gen AI is a great tool to inspire us to think differently. I'm not using Gen AI to create digital visual assets because the heart and soul of my business is people. And so authenticity is really important for me. However, Gen AI will give me inspiration if I want an idea on how to create, say, the next holiday key visual. Gen AI will help me come up with different ideas. So for me, I think you've got the hardcore tools like Glam Lab that we have. Then you have brands, very, very established brands that are able to transcend what they stand for. And so for me, I think any marketeer, that's what we're really meaningfully after. We don't just sell a product. We sell a certain ethos in life that will make our consumers' lives better.
And what's keeping you up at night?
What is keeping me up at night in 2024? And what is very dynamic? I'd say, well, I'm a mom. And what really keeps me up is really doing what I do in Ulta Beauty doesn't just shape my daughter. It shapes many of the guest children. And I feel really committed.
And how old is your daughter?
She's 12. At that critical age.
Okay. I don't know why I'm saying doing this knowing, huh? Like, I mean, I was 12. My daughter is going to be 4. But yeah, it's even now it's like I saw a line for kids that's like maybe 6-year-olds or something. It's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. And these kids have it tough because, well, they have it tough for many reasons, but they also have it great for other reasons, right? And what is really important is that I really want beauty to be the force for good for all. And knowing that there's little boys, little girls looking to the Ulta Beauties of this world to help them understand the role of beauty care, I take that seriously. And so every time I launch a campaign or every time I'm selecting models, I think through the lens of I'm also a mother and a mother not of just my own 2 children. I'm a mother of all the children who walk through those doors. And I'm also a friend, a sister, of all the mothers and fathers that walk through those doors too. So I don't know. I know that there's beauty in knowing the work that we do is positive, but most importantly, I need it to be joyful and empowering. And the empowerment angle is, I guess, very personal to me and something I want to keep driving.
I feel like you're definitely a learner, and something that I've read about you is that you really value listening and learning. As you've gone into different roles, and certainly you've done so much that's new, you'd have to. What are you learning right now?
What am I learning
What's been a growth area for you?
What is a growth area? Well, actually, I've been learning a lot about Gen AI, actually. That is like something I am actively studying is Gen AI.
I feel like everyone has to learn, right? No one knows that much about it.
You need to do that. I'm also trying to brush up my Spanish. You know, I live in Puerto Rico. My kids are bilingual. My husband's Puerto Rican, so my Spanish. But here's the big thing. I have like a bookcase back here and I read every morning. I get up early and I read every morning. And I do study a lot of philosophy and leadership, which I think go hand in hand. I'm very much obsessed by stoicism. I'm very obsessed by
stoicism.
Yeah, and leadership and being able to think above a problem, being able to separate myself from the emotion and be able to be just objective in how I approach things with a lot of thoughtfulness. And I think that is the beauty of our industry. It is an emotional industry, but that doesn't mean We have to be emotional, you know? And so.
Were you always like that?
No. I think, you know, I'm late in my 40s, you know, close to my 50s. A little bit of maturity in having children has made me realize that being thoughtful is going to really help me. And here's another thing. I don't know if you can see this, right? You won't be able to read it, right? But this is like a note I have to myself. It says, inspire and build confidence. I remind myself that every day my job is to inspire others and to build confidence. It's not to do people's jobs. So every day when I'm reading all the leadership material, it's like, how can I inspire people? Because that's the hardest job. You can't. It's easy to step in and do someone's job for them. It's way harder to inspire them. And so, yeah, that I think that's a journey of a lifetime, I'll be honest, if you want to seriously do it well. And that's why I study it every day. That's not a one and done.
That's not easy.
No.
To inspire. But I mean, I also feel like you can't tell someone to inspire. I think it just hopefully you can't say, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to inspire someone, but just kind of being yourself and doing it. And
yeah, you need to be inspired to inspire. It's almost like curating your conversation so that you peel out people more. You bring them out of their shell. And that's how you inspire them. You don't have to have a light bulb moment. It's about them finding their words.
Or start reading like spiritual sayings to them. But yeah, showing them who they are.
Yeah.
Making them their best selves.
It's hard, eh?
Well, that's why not everyone can do it. What are some of your key habits?
Well, getting up super early. So my morning routine is a biggie. So I used to be a 5 a.m. girl, and sometimes now it gets as early as 4 a.m., depending where I am. So that for me is really big. I journal. I've got all my journals here. I do a lot of meditation in the morning, incense meditation, because actually that's when all my creativity comes. And it's the weirdest creativity. Just an idea, boop, pops in your head. And obviously you've been stewing it in a long time. So for me, the shower moment's not real. It's a real meditation moment that comes. And then I am an obsessed beauty enthusiast. Like a real thing for me is getting ready in the morning. Like today. Today was a wash the hair day. And I always listen, you know, so I was explaining to my friend yesterday. I was like, right, this is what you need to do with your daughter. So you got to put oil in her hair the night before. And I was like, you got to massage it into the scalp, scratch it. It'll be really nice for her hair. Then a little treatment and a mask in the morning. And then I was like, and I do a triple shampoo. I don't even just do a double shampoo.
No.
Yeah. And I love doing the scalp.
Your hair looks good.
Like it looks nice and clean after three shampoos.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks great. It looks perfect.
And today I used the Dyson Air Straight, so it's a bit straighter than normal. Normally I have
it curly. It looks really good.
Yeah, normally I use the air wrap a lot. I will take a good solid hour getting ready, not because I need it, because I enjoy it.
Because the time for yourself.
Time for myself. Listen to a wee podcast, a little podcast on the side, and then boom, 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 do my thing. And then play about with my eyes. I love trying new eyeshadows and different styles. I'm always working on my eyeliner. Yeah, so I think it's important. If you're in beauty care, having a beauty regime. And yesterday I was just teaching my daughter how to simplify her skincare regime and trying to show her this is the type of product a girl of your age should be using. This is the type of face wash you should be using.
What was it? What did you recommend to her?
Oh, I like Clinique and I like the Moisture Surge and I like it with SPF because we live in Puerto Rico. So it's important that she does have SPF. She's out there. And so for her, a little Neutrogena, the Hydro Boost cleanser, nice and simple. I don't want her using scrubs and anything aggressive. So
no, it's madness.
Yeah, this is how, and the most important thing to do, wash your face every morning and night. Does it get more complicated than that? Brush your teeth and wash your face. It just strip it back to the basics in life. It's just like, oh, okay. And I realized that it gets so exciting, beauty care, for a while there with all these regimes. And they're perfect for maybe someone of my age with my skincare needs. But for my daughter, it's a simplified regime. And I'm really hoping in a couple of days, she's going to see results. She'll see clearer skin. And she won't have breakouts and whatever. So I'm excited for her. She goes through her journey. But she watches me in the morning getting ready. So it's kind of fun.
She wants to be like you.
Oh, yeah. And she wants to steal all my products. She wants to steal all my products. I got Sol de Janeiro there from last week. I get the whole range. Not the whole range.
Yeah.
I'd love the whole range. And she is just loving it so much. It's just so much fun watching her discover the bomb cream and the spritz and the fragrance spray. It's kind of cute.
What are your top three products right now that you're using from Ulta?
Well, it's Sol de Janeiro bomb cream is like, I'm obsessed by that. What are my top three? Oh, I would say I love About Face, the eyeshadows. Like love, 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 love. The staying power is amazing. And we're just launching.
They do stay.
Oh, they really do stay. And I love to use Natasha Denone powder on top as well. So it gives a little bit of just more dynamic. And then I must say, I do like Drunk Elephant for moisturizer. I love how it feels so smooth. I'm really all about my Dyson Airstrike right now, if I have to admit. Really do love that. That's pretty awesome. And today I was using a different concealer. And I was using Shape Tape, a different color. I went a little bit lighter. So it's like, they're my favorites. And I love to play around with the shades depending on the season. So it's kind of fun. But we have a lot.
Your bathroom must be epic.
I mean, it really is. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Before we wrap, I got to ask you just our Fat Mascara 5 quickie flash lightning round. Okay.
Okay.
What was the first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Oh, Lulu by Cacharel.
Is it still available? Can we find it?
I don't know if it is.
eBay, something? Well, I'm going to do a little looky though. Okay. What was the first job you ever had?
The first job. I worked in a cafe. Very young, like 15, 16.
What, do you remember the name of the cafe?
Queen's Park Cafe in Glasgow.
Was it good?
Famous for its ice cream. And it just closed down last year. And I went home and I cried outside when I realized it was closed. True story, very sad. My husband laughed at me. He's like, why are you crying? It's like a huge part of my life, my childhood.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that kind of thing. What is, talking about ice cream, what is your favorite, most indulgent snack?
Oh, gosh. I do love a fondant au chocolat. Fondant au chocolat is my favorite. It's funny, un boule de glace de vanille. I always think about it in a French setting. You always think, and my French is terrible, but the fondant chocolat.
Really, so is mine.
But when I go to France and I always get the fondant chocolat with some vanilla ice cream, it's just delicious.
Okay, now I know what you're saying. Okay, what is the best concert you've ever seen?
The best concert was in Cannes and it was Sting singing in a Live Nation concert and it was amazing.
One time my husband was next to Sing at a SoulCycle. That is the closest I've ever in my life come to Sting.
I wonder if he sang.
Every time Sting comes up, that's all my husband and I talk about. Remember when you saw Sting? Oh my God.
But I'm telling you, this was amazing. I remember the backdrop was all the water and the lights shooting up and him singing live.
That sounds very epic.
Oh, it was amazing.
That sounds very epic. Wow. That is a phenomenal show. And then finally, what is the beauty product that you feel needs to be invented? What would be a hit at Ulta?
Oh, what would be a hit at Ulta?
A smash.
Oh my goodness. You know, I'd love a little personalized skincare regime that was varied based on my cycle and the weather, humidity, everything, my hormone level, what my blood work was saying. I would love that. But that might be a little bit complicated.
That might be difficult to scale for your millions of customers, but I don't know. Maybe it's not that far away.
Who knows?
I feel like things are getting very techy.
Yeah, but I love that whole hyper-personalization based on where you are at that point that day.
I feel like I'd be happy with an oil of Olay some days. I don't know. I feel like they got it right the first time.
I know, the oil of Olay. Oh. Do you know it's called Olaz in Germany? It had different names all over the world.
Really?
Yeah, Olaz in Germany and Olay in the UK. There you go, fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very fun fact. Thank you. Oh, Michelle, thank you so much.
Oh, thank
I know you're
you.
A very busy woman, so appreciate you dipping out for a little bit to talk to me.
I love chatting with you. Can we do this again? It's too much fun.
I would love that.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love.
To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.